We must help obtain more modern mass transit within our communities, as well as low-cost transportation between them. Above all, we must release $11 billion of tax reduction into the private spending stream to create new jobs and new markets in every area of this land. These programs are obviously not for the poor or the underprivileged alone. Every American will benefit by the extension of Social Security to cover the hospital costs of their aged parents. Every American community will benefit from the construction or modernization of schools and libraries and hospitals and nursing homes, from the training of more nurses and from the improvement of urban renewal and public transit. And every individual American taxpayer and every corporate taxpayer will benefit from the earliest possible passage of the pending tax bill, from both the new investment it will bring and the new jobs that it will create. That tax bill has been thoroughly discussed for a year. Now we need action. The new budget clearly allows it. Our taxpayers surely deserve it. Our economy strongly demands it. And every month of delay dilutes its benefits in 1964 for consumption, for investment, and for employment. For until the bill is signed, its investment incentives cannot be deemed certain, and the withholding rate cannot be reduced. And the most damaging and devastating thing you can do to any businessman in America is to keep him in doubt and to keep him guessing on what our tax policy is. And I say that we should now reduce to 14% instead of 15% our withholding rate. And I therefore urge the Congress to take final action on this bill by the 1st of February, if at all possible. For however proud we may be of the unprecedented progress of our free enterprise economy over the last 3 years, we should not and we cannot permit it to pause. In 1963, for the first time in history, we crossed the 70 million job mark.